Good morning. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today's date is August 23rd, 2023, and the time is 9 a.m. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Thank you. We do have a quorum. Congressman Hamilton, if you could take care of the prayer for us this morning.
Yes. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. High and Dotsa Wakondo Wakonde Jinki. Father, I ask you to be in our heart and minds. We come together under one people under your watch, Lord. Please be with the families and homes represented here. Please be with the individuals who have to work outside in this weather. Please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask you, precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. You should have the minutes attached to the meeting invite. The minutes are from our August 10th, 2023 meeting. Please take a moment to review.
Chair, motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. The minutes of August 10, 2023 are approved. Next on the agenda are payables. We have two payables that were emailed out by our assistant clerk. They're both Moss Adams invoices. Please take a moment to review the invoices and let me know if you have any questions. I'd also like to welcome the guests we have in the chambers with us. We have Moss Adams with us, Colleen Rosillas, and also Ryan Lukemeyer. I knew I was going to mess it up. I apologize. I even asked him beforehand. So welcome to our meeting in person. Very nice to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You will note the first invoice is for the credit card audit consulting services for July. The amount is $5,375. The second invoice is for $3,281.25. And this is progress billing for project management, consulting services, engagement planning, client meetings, and then some work on some of our gaming items. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask at this time.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Bighorse.
Yes, I was just wondering how they were doing as far as the roadblocks and getting to the credit card information. I think they were, last meeting, that they were kind of starting to receive some, but I just wanted to see what kind of progress they'd made.
Thank you, Congressman. Now I will say that we have on the agenda further down a good discussion on OFPR. We can certainly go over this now, or we can wait until that time, whichever you prefer.
We can wait till that time, that would be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, if there's no other questions, I make a motion to approve both payables.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion to approve both payables, invoice number 10247720 in the amount of $5,375, and invoice number 10247721 in the amount of $3,281.25. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. I appreciate that. Next on the agenda is the legislative building update and discussion. Congresswoman Rivard is on the line, and also Attorney Gill is in the chambers. And I will turn the floor over to you, Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Sorry about my voice. I'm not feeling 100%. Yesterday, I believe, they sent out the support docs or this morning, and they have in that the concept schematic design of our proposed legislative building and also the cost estimate. And so we're coming here to the committee to update you on where we are and show you their finished product on the design piece of it. So the building itself, the total including the area around it, is 45,656 square foot, but the building itself is 15,453 square foot. I didn't know if you guys want to go through the actual design. If you can see, I think it's on page 2, the layout, where would we would be up on the campus. And then page 3 shows the actual layout of what it would look, the interior would look like. Page 4 shows the design on the outside, which is, we ask that they complement the current buildings, including the new child care facility. Page 8 shows what the building would look like in the evening time. And then on page 9, it starts showing the parking. As an alternate, you'll see on page 12, we suggest a covered parking for the congressional members and a sidewalk so we could enter through our own door. And we had also included parking for the covered parking for the staff. And if the committee wants, then we can remove that or keep it either way. Also on page 13, you'll see a outdoor area, and it shows it more so on 14, comes out of our dining area. And then beginning on page 15 is the schematic design with the quality profile information. then I think page 45 starts the actual quote or the cost estimate.
Congresswoman, I just have a quick question.
Okay.
First, I want to say that I think it looks great. Aesthetically, it's beautiful. I like how it complements the other buildings on the campus, but isn't necessarily identical. Is there anything, or was there anything that we had to forego in the planning that we had talked about before?
So that I would think would be dependent upon the cost. So right now, you know, if it shows in the layout an office for every Congress member, and most certainly our staff, and there's office space for even a sergeant at arms. I think that if the Congress wants to cut the cost of this, you know, then it would be in probably the office space. I think, as everyone knows, when you put up walls, then it increases your cost. And so Trey and I took everything based off of the survey that was initially sent out when we started this process and incorporated it as far as the interior goes. I hope I answered your question.
You did. Attorney Gill, go ahead.
Yeah, so we tried to be as thoughtful as we could about the whole layout. You know, I definitely would recommend that you keep the individual offices so that members can meet with constituents on their own without having to kick out another member of Congress. And you're only talking about maybe saving probably under 1,000 square feet if you combined, you know, took out six offices. And this is, you know, we're looking at a building that's going to be in place for, you know, at least the next 25 to 40 years, I would think. So I would highly encourage you to wait until you have the funds to start the process, if that's, instead of trying to cut it all down and fit it into a box that won't actually be that workable practically. You can see in the layout, you know, we put all the offices on one side of the building so that we can have working area and staff separate from the public, and then the chambers kind of centrally located right in front of the foyer. And then there's a separate conference room, and there's also a separate committee room that will have its own media availability and seating area for the public, so the committee meetings aren't held in the main chambers or don't have to be held in the main chambers. And I don't know if it was discussed, but you can see that the front of the building is facing to the south. So the current road that comes off of the circle there will be closed off, and this building will be facing the circle. It shows that in the renderings.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Bickhorst, go ahead.
I really like this. And if it means that we need to wait just a little bit until we gather some more money, I'd kind of like to get it done, but whatever we need to do to keep this rendition that we have here I would like to see that. I agree with Council Gill about the separation and being able to visit one-on-one without disrupting someone else.
Thank you, Congressman. I would agree. I think it would not be good for us to build something that is not going to serve much more of a purpose than our limited space here. And if you could remind me, Congressman Refard, was there a target amount that we had talked about? Or did, I don't remember a discussion regarding that, but.
We didn't have a target amount. What we did was we appropriated an amount for the this piece of it. And we can apply that amount to, you know, the concept, the design, and the construction. We've used $77,200 towards this. And so you'll see my notes on the very last page behind the quote. I also wanted to note that Mr. Williams from Seltzer Schaefer is meeting with Justin today to go over what pieces that Justin feels like that Rhodes can handle. He already understood he could handle some of it, but they're going to go through to see specifically in detail which items that they can handle. So we know the road piece, the lighting, things of that nature. But the, you guys are okay or not with the covered parking, we threw that in there. It's something the nation has not, hasn't done that before. So we could either keep it or remove it. Let's see, the patio area, you know, if that's an add-on. If someone didn't like that, that's fine too. Right now, there's going to be, you know, architectural design fees. If we go stay with this company, which I think I'm fine with this company, they are an Osage company, and they've done pretty well. They're pretty quick as far as getting back to Trey and I throughout this process. But what's not under contract are their design fees going further, because then we'll have to go into the inside, to the interior, and they've got an estimate on the furniture and the generator, and of course their fee is about 7.5 to 8%. And it's based on the inclusion of those alternates I spoke of. So what we'd have to do next would be amend their contract to include them to finish out this, you know, design project with the interior. You remember we chose to do just this phase one first, just to see if we even like the A&E company.
Thank you, committee. Questions? Any other discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Bickhorst.
I feel comfortable with moving on to phase two, and I like what I'm seeing. So whatever we need to do to press this forward, I am in agreement.
Thank you. I would agree also, and I like that it's an Osage-owned company. Is that what you said, Congresswoman Rivard?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
Okay, that's great. It looks really good so far. Good.
And so just to remind everybody, it's a cost estimate. And so I guess what we're doing is updating the committee, and then next we could get a contract, amending them in to use to finish out the phase two. And then we would need to bid out for construction. I do plan on filing a bill this session for the cost listed in the estimate. And I would imagine that that cost will either could go up or down, but to be coming out of retained revenue. And we have to remember that estimate will be refined as we move forward. We met with tribal development and roads and procurement last week to discuss this cost estimate. So we're keeping our eye on that as we're, you know, supposed to. So those folks are looking at it to make sure that, you know, there were some questions about some of the costs, like the furniture, and they'll be talking to the company about that. We also have some money for signage that we wouldn't have to put into this cost. So my point is, it could go down, you know, after the discussion with roads as well. So I would assume Darren Seja will be revisiting, but I do plan on filing a bill for this amount to come out of retained revenue.
Very good. It does look like Secretary Johnson has entered the chamber. Secretary, is there anything you'd like to add?
Ma'am?
Anything you'd like to add to our discussion of the legislative
building? No, I'm just here to answer questions if you need me to.
Okay, very good. Committee, any additional questions? Is there any action, Mr. Gilt, that the committee would need to take in order to keep this moving forward?
We will need to get an amended contract with Seltzer Schaefer. So once we get that in hand, we'll present it to the committee for approval.
Well, thank you both for the update. I appreciate it. And like I said, I think the building looks great. And hopefully at some point we'll be able to move forward with something that our nation can be very proud of. So we will go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead. We'll go ahead and move on to our next item for discussion, number 7, OFPR. We are waiting for the acting treasurer, Mr. McIntosh, to get here. He said he would be here about 9:30. So if there are no objections, we'll recess until around 9:30.